You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Woo!
Check out the video. Before we do, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button for all future content. We got a lot of good stuff coming out, whether it's more draft profiles, best ball, dynasty, and we, you know, here before too long, we'll be getting right back into that redraft content for the upcoming season. So, all right, let's go ahead and jump right into it. Ja'Marr Chase, he is 6 foot 207. He was a 4-star prospect coming out of Louisiana with a 19.5 breakout age, which was 78th percentile, 33.4 college dominator, 21.2 yards per reception, and he was a Biletnikoff Award winner as a sophomore. The first thing I want to say about Ja'Marr Chase, I think he's going to be a very interesting case study in terms of recency bias, because heading into the 2020 season, he was definitely the number one wide receiver prospect coming out, and then Devontae Smith obviously had the season that he had, and I'm not taking anything away from Devontae Smith. He was the Heisman Trophy winner. But there is reason to believe or wonder, had Jaylen Waddle not went down in week 5, would we be talking about Devontae Smith in the way that we are? Not that I'm taking anything away from him. I think he still would have been a lock for a top 5, because, I mean, the year before he had 1,200 yards in his own right. So I'm not taking anything away from Devontae Smith. But I think we're also unfairly knocking Ja'Marr Chase down because he sat out the 2020 season because of COVID. So for me, he is still the best wide receiver in this class. I think everything that he brings to the table, he pretty much does at an elite rate. I know other people are going to have Devontae Smith a little bit higher. The only, you know, and I know some of the concerns with Devontae Smith has been his BMI, his 175-foot frame, you know, and probably his age is another factor, because he will be 23 heading into the season, where a guy like Ja'Marr Chase is still only 20 years old and will be. It does not turn 21 until October. So I think those are things to take into consideration. I think they're very too close in whether the tier prospect range. I think they're both very, very good. But I think you could also make a case for a guy like Jaylen Waddle. Should Jaylen Waddle be ahead of Devontae Smith? Whether that's hot or not, you know, it's certainly in the conversation. And even a guy like Rashad Bateman was a guy that I think a lot of people loved as well coming into this year. So there's a lot of wide receivers, and this is an excellent wide receiver class. But to me, Ja'Marr Chase is number one, and I'm going to talk about that right now of why I do have him number one. First things first, the number one thing when you're talking about him is his ability as contested catch ability is second to none in this class. His use of hands to gain separation, and he has elite body control, which allows him to consistently win 50-50 balls, which is evident in the 24 receptions that he had that was over 20-plus yards, which is blew away the next closest guy who had 16 receptions for 20 plus yards. So I wasn't even close with him in terms of what he was able to do. And like I said, that elite hand technique that he has and allowed him to gain separation was something to definitely talk about. But, you know, while that is also a positive, we'll maybe talk about why that could be a negative as well at the next level. But keep it moving here. The number two thing on my list is his ability as a route runner. While he may not be an absolute elite route runner, I don't think he's as polished as some other guys we've seen coming out in recent memory. A guy like DJ Moore, for example, was an elite route runner coming out, somebody that we knew that was very polished, that could run every route in the route tree. I don't know if we can say that with confidence with Ja'Marr Chase, but I do think he is an adequate enough guy. And I think that he is somebody that I think with another year, as he continues to grow, I think he can become a more nuanced route runner. It's not something that I'm really all that concerned with. I think another aspect of his game for me, so the third thing, his ability to create for himself. He was sixth in yards after the catch in 2019. He also forced a missed tackle on 26% of receptions, and he also had a ridiculous 5.13 yards after contact. So his ability to pick up yards after the catch, I think it was super impressive in the 2019 season. And again, I have to stress this, he was 19 years old. He was a sophomore. He was not a senior. He was not a junior. He was doing this at the young age of 19, and he was also fighting for targets with somebody like Justin Jefferson, who we now know, you know, after his rookie season in the NFL, how fucking good Justin Jefferson is. And so the fact that he outplayed him in 2019, I think says a lot about Ja'Marr Chase and his upside in this class. Last but not least, I think he really showed the ability to beat press coverage, which is going to be key for him at the next level. You know, there's a lot of wide receivers that we see come out and are poor against press coverage, but you know that pops a lot on tape. But because a lot of times in college, you see a lot of these guys where they get 5-10 yard cushions because the corners just aren't as good, you know, in college as what we see in the pros. For the most part, when he was seeing press coverage, he was able to beat it, and he did it against some of the best corners and guys who were drafted in the first round of last year's NFL draft. You know, guys like AJ Terrell, guys like Trayvon Diggs, guys like CJ Henderson. He dusted those dudes. That is also something that definitely should be talked about with him. And so I think with all those things considered, like, I think he is a absolute wide receiver one. I think he has the ability to be in the ceiling to be an absolute alpha elite wide receiver, you know, in the years to come for Ja'Marr Chase. And another aspect to his game that I'm not going to talk about for very long, but that I've heard a lot about consistently with about players that talk about Ja'Marr Chase is this drive, competitiveness that he has, where he's almost petty about it, kind of like Michael Jordan, right? Where Michael Jordan just remembers all the little things and he wants to go straight for your jugular every time and knock you out. And that is Ja'Marr Chase as well. So that was something that was kind of positive for me too. We know he's somebody that's got to work his ass off at the next level. I imagine this entire 2020 time when he was not playing, I guarantee you he's probably working on a lot of things like his route running, like his separation, like getting off the line quickly. So I think that, you know, we didn't get a season to see him. We're not going to get a combine. We'll get his pro day. But, you know, I think those are all things to take into consideration. Now, every player has some weaknesses. While I do think it's easier said than done to try to find true.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
True weaknesses for him. There were a few things that really stood out to me. Watching Chase was his lack of help in the run game. There was times when he would just take plays off or he wouldn't engage in blocks. It doesn't really seem to even sell the play very well. You know, it was almost kind of a little bit of laziness there in terms of the run game. Like, that's something he's not going to be able to do at the next level. You know, a lot of teams ask their wide receivers to block a lot. If he cannot do that, that's going to take him off the field, which is going to lower his snap count. So I think that is something that he can definitely clean up at the next level. And the other thing that kind of showed up every now and then was his lack of separation at times. Too often he has to fight for balls that really just could have been much easier for him, that he made much harder because he just didn't get the type of separation that you would expect at times. But I do think, like I said, I think with this entire offseason, basically this entire year where he's at off to be able to really prepare, I think this is probably something that he's definitely been working on this entire time. His better footwork and other drills that can really help him out and become quicker out of breaks and stuff like that. So I would expect that to improve. Like I said, he was still very young, 19 years old. I know I keep saying that, but it's something that we really need to think about when it comes to him. All right, last but not least, let's go ahead and talk about some landing spots for Ja'Marr Chase. I think starting off, I think the Miami Dolphins third overall make a lot of sense. You know, they're a team that just drafted Tua last year. I've seen some people also mock Devontae Smith because of familiarity, you know, with him, with Tua, the connection that they would already have, the built-in rapport, that makes some sense. But I also think Ja'Marr Chase would make some sense for them there as well. Obviously, they don't have that connection, that rapport there. The Dolphins are a team that they don't have a ton of holes. I think there's a couple different ways they could go. They spent a lot of money on that defense heading into last year. But I do think the Miami Dolphins, third overall, you know, right now it's Preston Williams who has some busted knees. Then you have Devontae Parker, Mike Gesicki. I think the Dolphins really could use somebody like Ja'Marr Chase. Moving on, Cincinnati Bengals. I've seen a lot of people mock him there. Like the fit makes sense with Joe Burrow. Obviously, the connection that he does have with Joe Burrow, that, you know, playing that 2019, that national championship season with Ja'Marr Chase, that built-in rapport that they would already have. But it just doesn't make a lot of sense because the Bengals don't really need a wide receiver. You know, they have T. Higgins, who almost had 1,000 yards his rookie season. Tyler Boyd, which is one of the most underappreciated wide receivers in all of football. Yes, they're going to be losing A.J. Green. And, you know, I guess you could go with that. But to me, like, if you're going to go offense and you're the Bengals, like, why not go Kyle Pitts, where you have much more of a need at tight end? You don't really have a need at wide receiver. So we'll see there. It wouldn't shock me. It's smart to surround your rookie quarterback or your young quarterback on a second rookie deal with a lot of talent because you're trying to maximize that rookie contract with that window open. So we'll see there. I think it would make more sense if they were going to bring in a wide receiver, maybe not draft one, maybe just sign one through free agency because they should have some money. Moving forward, Philly. I think Philly is actually one of the best landing spots you possibly could have. Put him in Philly with Jalen Hurts. Obviously, Carson Wentz has been traded or is about to be traded whenever this video comes out. He's definitely going to be traded by then. The rumors are hot right now for Carson Wentz being moved, wherever he lands, whatever. But from here, you're going to have Jalen Hurts, who is going to be in his second year, is definitely going to need more weapons. This is a team that is super old. Alshon Jeffery is definitely not going to be back. Sean Jackson's not going to be back. You know, they're basically it's going to be Jalen Reagor in his second year, Dallas Goedert, Miles Sanders. So they could use a wide receiver. They don't really have the cap space to go out and really sign an Allen Robinson or something like that. So adding a Ja'Marr Chase, number 6 pick, and they're, like I said, they're likely going to add a first-round pick with the trade of Carson Wentz. So I think you go wide receiver here, which makes sense, and get the best wide receiver, make up for passing on Justin Jefferson and getting Ja'Marr Chase this year, I think makes some sense. Some other landing spots, if he falls out of the top 10, which is possible depending on how things shake out here, would be the New York Giants at 11th overall. Again, another wide receiver, Golden Tate's going to be gone, Sterling Shepard in the slot, and then the LA Chargers is the other one at 13th overall. You know, depending on the way things turn out here, they've lost Mike Williams. They likely will lose Mike Williams to free agency. They still have Keenan Allen. You want to surround Justin Herbert again, kind of like we talked about with Joey Burrow and Tua, with surrounding your young quarterbacks with talent. This would be another way to go. If Ja'Marr Chase were to fall out of the top 10 and he's sitting in there on the board for the Chargers, you have to take him. Their defense is good enough. They'll be getting guys like Derwin James back and players like that. So I do think it makes some sense for a team like the Chargers to add Ja'Marr Chase and his ability to be that number one, that alpha wide receiver that they're looking for. So I do think the Chargers would also be a fantastic spot. I can't see him going much further than this. Anyways, I think that's pretty much all I got to say about Ja'Marr Chase. Again, I think the dude is absolutely electric. I think he is a complete wide receiver. He has a couple areas of his game that he needs to clean up. I think he has the ability to do so. There's reports out there that he ran a 4.4 this year. So I think that is very impressive. I think he is somebody that is going to continue to work his ass off. And I think he has the ability to be the number one wide receiver in this class, and which is a wide receiver class that is super, super deep. It could be even deeper than it was last year's class. So I'm really excited about this year. And again, I appreciate everybody checking out this video. Please hit that like and subscribe button for future content. And, you know, if there's somebody else you guys want to see, want us to talk about, we'll definitely do that. Again, we got a lot of good content coming out. I appreciate all the support we can get. And until the next one, deuces.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.